Well, the previous four studies that I discussed were all for patients who could be stem cell transplant eligible. And it's important to note that for all of the combinations, including lenalidomide with dexamethasone at high or low dose, bortezomib and dex, and also bortezomib with thalidomide and dex, there was no significant compromise in the ability to mobilize stem cells. And for those patients who went on to transplant, their recovery times were just as good on the novel therapies as they were on the more traditional regimens. There also were two important studies with novel agents for non-transplant patients. One was again from France, looking at melphalan and prednisone, which was one of the older standards, versus melphalan, prednisone, and thalidomide. And this was in patients who were over 75 years of age, so really patients who most of us would not consider as candidates for stem cell transplant. As you would expect from our earlier discussion, MPT, as it's called, the three-drug combination had a better overall response rate and response quality. Time to progression was better, and overall survival was actually improved by about 18 months. And I think any time you have an improvement in overall survival by a year and a half in an oncology trial, that's something that really you need to stand up and take notice of. The other thing that I thought was interesting, which harkens back to the point I made earlier, the French also collected data on what happened to these patients after their disease relapsed. So as you would expect, most of the people who got MP up front when they relapsed went on thalidomide. And when patients who had had MPT relapsed, there was a bit more of a mixture. Some of them got thalidomide, some of them got bortezomib, but the survival after progression in both arms was equivalent and about 8 to 9 months. And really, that strengthens the point I made earlier, which is that you have to use your best therapy up front, because when the disease relapses, it's more resistant to treatment, and saving active drugs for later really reduces the benefits that patients see from these novel agents.